Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo.
Welcome back to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset podcast with me, Johnny Pardo. Today, I welcome my friend Andrew to the show and fellow neuroencoding or elite neuroencoding specialist like myself. And we're going to be talking about all things self-confidence, mindset, building yourself in terms of your life, men's network group as well, and what Andrew's got coming up, and many, many more things. So just a quick introduction to Andrew. Andrew is a dual elite neuroencoding specialist, as I just touched on, and he is on his 15th year facilitating English language learning at Seoul University. And most recently, he's founded the Extraordinary Men's Network Facebook group. So welcome to the show today, Andrew. Glad we could make this happen and have you here. So yeah, it'd be really interesting to hear a little bit about what your drive was to start this men's group, this extraordinary men's group. And yeah, tell us a little bit about that.
Sure, okay. That's the latest thing that I've been doing. So it's hard. I guess I'll be touching on a few things, if that's okay, because there's several things kind of happened at the same time. And this is just the latest kind of iteration on a few things, like in terms of my personal development, I guess. But you know, it was born out of a realization that for me to become the man I have, you know, the man I'm becoming, I'm very much a work in progress, like we all are, I think.
Yeah, sure.
But for me to get to where I am, I needed a community around me.
Mm.
I needed support. It was a huge help to know that I'm not terminally unique. I'm not the only one going through what I've, you know, been going through. And so it just came to my awareness that there needs to be more communities where people can experience what I've experienced in terms of having a brotherhood of men who can share what they're going through and how they're coping with their struggles and challenges of life. So that was the main, in summary, in a nutshell, that was the impetus behind creating the Extraordinary Men's Network.
Oh, brilliant. Yeah, definitely with you on the whole community thing. That's made a big difference for my life when, like, even in our neuroencoding community of Joseph, makes a big impact to have like-minded individuals for me personally. So love what you're doing to sort of like help men and help them really grow, and yeah, you can grow alongside them and then really develop their skills and their position in life. So yeah, for you, what it sounds like you're into your growth, and I know you're into your growth with what we do. Was there something that got you into your whole like personal growth journey? Was there like a key moment? Is it something you've always been into?
It absolutely has not been something I've always been into. No.
Oh, okay.
I was whatever the opposite of self-development is, self-degradation. I don't know. I was in that for a long time, from teenage years, going to university. I was a big party guy, drinking. Not a lot of study going on. At the time, I felt like I was having fun. Obviously, at the time, it felt like I was just being a rebel, or you know, like just being a wild child, whatever. But looking back, I was just hurting myself. Really, I was just digging a deeper and deeper hole of ignoring reality, basically, numbing myself to the pains I was feeling, ignoring the troubles I had, and just making myself more and more unhealthy. I realize now, looking back, sorry to be a bit of a Debbie Downer early in the podcast, but it was. And then something happened later, in about 2005, I think, where somebody gave me a book. I think that's a classic story. Like, someone gave me a book about, you know, Buddhism and just thoughts about how life can be and other ways of thinking. And I was like, this really resonates with me. And that started me on a journey of learning about meditation, about learning, you know, positivity and self-talk, things like that. And then a bit of a mixed timeline here. the problem with being a big drinker tends to be that the memory is not so sharp in those in that area era of my life. But essentially I reached a point where I had to do some real kind of honest analysis of where I was in my life and what damage I'd caused, and did I want to rectify that? Did I want to get better? And I did. And it was suggested to me that if I really want to make improvements in my life, then I need to stop drinking. I was dealing with anger issues, like just not just straight up anger, but a lot of just pent up, you know, like aggression and disdain for the world at large, you know, just a lot of frustration. And I couldn't deal with that while my mind was all messed up with alcohol, you know, like, well, it wasn't reality. It was a distorted reality, I suppose. And I took that on board, and then the next day I found an AA meeting in Seoul, and stopped drinking. May 3rd, 2021 was my first sober day. And so this year will be 3 years. It's three years amazing. Sober, and good job, me.
Yeah, good job, Andrew. Love it.
That was a real turning point. Prior to that, I'd gone through a divorce and losing a child, and I just drank. You know, I went through challenges, and I just drank myself out of it, into it, through it, whichever way you want to put it. But once I reached that turning point of not drinking, I was able to look at things through a much clearer, healthier lens, basically. And I forgot what the question was that started this.
No.
But that is what tipped me really into the self-development, because it allowed me to really see clearly what I'd been doing wrong and see myself in a different light. Like, I wasn't the failure or complete loser that I thought I was. There was a lot of fantastic people in my life who saw me in a very different light, and I didn't realize that at the time. So I'm very grateful for the help and support that I had to get me to be able to see the world in the way I do now.
It's amazing. Thank you for sharing. And congratulations on the just coming up to 3 years worth of drinking. Sounds like it's giving you...
It was just like a month before my daughter was born as well, my first daughter. So it was divine. I would say, divine timing, really. 6 weeks, basically, before my wife gave birth. And what a blessing it was to not be hungover or drunk when my baby was born. You know, like, it was great. It's been great.
Sounds like it's given you a lot more, like, clarity and thinking from what you were saying as well. Like, being able to kind of like think where you're going next, and the development sort of tied in with that a little bit. So with when you sort of like, you know, gave up the drinking or sort of moved it away, did you find that you were having to like sit or process with things a lot more? Did you find a certain way of dealing with that? Just really curious to know, because I know for me, when I've had to do things like giving up even things like coffee or distractions and sitting myself, it's like, wow, I'm really having to feel these things.
Yeah, definitely. There's no way of avoiding it anymore, right? Like, sure, there's times where I turn to ice cream or, you know, wine gums or something to substitute that.
Yeah,
that physical need for some distraction from what I was really feeling, but nothing really compares to that, you know, Jack and Coke, I suppose. But the reality was that I had to face the feelings that I felt. I had to face the sad feelings, but the same was true for the opposite is also true. The great feelings, the happy feelings, the joy feelings were so much more joyous. You know, like, I could really feel the beauty of the great times. So it's not all doom and gloom, but you're right. When things were bad, they really felt bad. I learned quickly that the best thing to do was to acknowledge it. and to sit with it and to know it and to accept it and, you know, ride the wave, as we sometimes say, ride the wave of the emotions, see them through, acknowledge them for what they're there. You know, our feelings are there for a reason, to tell us something, that they're signposts to something that maybe needs to be improved, something that needs to be changed, something that's maybe something you're doing to yourself that's not healthy or serving you. So they're a blessing, I would say, is what is the conclusion I've come to, that those bad feelings are a blessing to point you towards something that maybe you were not seeing before.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, giving you kind of like an indicator. I think actually I remember one of my mentors, and it wasn't Joseph, it's another great one who Joseph's familiar with, but he was saying it's like you got the warning light on your car and it comes up and it's like beeping, and then it's like you put over a plot like a plaster or like something to hide it, it's still there, but it's like it's actually giving you an indication you need to do something to your vehicle, you need to make a change.
Then the car breaks down and you're like, I can't believe it. Why did this happen? Why is my car broken down? This is not my fault. It's like, bro, you ignored like 15 different warning lights. Come on.
Yeah, it's very true. I think I've been guilty of that in my life. But yeah, like sort of can relate to the alcohol thing, kind of just being like, that's almost like putting the label over that flashing light. And it's like, don't want to feel it. I want to experience this. So it sounds like it's quite... been quite similar, like similar for you, but it's great. It was great to hear that you've been embracing and feeling some of the emotions. I've been through that. I mean, it's something I'm still working through, particularly for breath work, but the real beautiful emotions, it's really great when you actually get to experience like them at a high level as well. That's the right.
The highs have never been so high, the lows have never been so low. But it makes life worth living, I would say.
Oh, amazing. So yeah, like kind of just switching a little bit on to sort of like confidence. Obviously the podcast is around like confidence and mindset, and everyone's got sort of like different stories. I know you sort of you're developing as a coach. I'm sort of like developing that as well, and I've been at a point where I used to be terrified to create a video, put it out there, and now I create a lot of content. For you, has there been anything that's helped you build your confidence and putting yourself out there? Because I know a lot of people want to move forward, whether they're a coach or not, and it's like, you know, we get into this ready aim, as Joseph says, but we don't actually like pull the trigger. Has there been, and you know, I saw like you obviously host events and things like that, you're jumping on podcasts now, just anything that's kind of helped you build your confidence in doing those kind of things?
I totally subscribe to the whole like, yeah, ready, fire, aim, I suppose, as opposed to the often used ready, aim, fire, right? Like, get ready, like do your preparation, but take action as quickly as possible, right? Take action, imperfect action, awkward action, take action and build momentum. That was definitely a huge part of it too. And also being surrounded by people who are also doing the same thing, like who are also, I don't know anybody in the neuroencoding community who didn't at some point feel awkward in front of the camera or talking about what they'd learned. Like we learn these things, we've done them on ourselves, like we don't teach theory, we know they work, we have the confidence and certainty in the tools, and yet when it comes to talking to somebody about it, something kicks in, right, where you become nervous and you become, you know, shy, if you like, or whatever, and like we have techniques to work around that too. But being around people who are ahead of you, who've worked through it, is inspiring and reassuring. So again, having that community of people who are slightly ahead of you, people who are slightly behind you as well, so you can be support for them, it's really helpful to know like you're not alone and it's possible. Because sometimes it feels like you're like, I don't know how people did it when they were finding the new world, you know, and they really were the trailblazers, because you know that's a whole new level of self-certainty and self-confidence. I'm like, as I said, a work in progress. It's helped me immensely to have support from amazing people that you know, people you've interviewed, you know, like Cindy Gould, for example.
Yeah.
To give me, if I don't have the confidence or the certainty, I borrow theirs, right? Mm. Like they say, if you don't see what I see, borrow my glasses until you do, right? And
I think about that all the time.
Like people see me as a confident guy. People see me as somebody with a lot of self-certainty. And I don't necessarily see myself as that, you know, when I see myself, like even now looking at you, that's not necessarily who I see, but that is what people tell me. So yeah, I put that on like a suit, like I get ready and I put on that suit of confidence and self-certainty and yeah, say it until you see it, until you believe it. So.
I love that. Looking at different visions. I think one of our one of our instructors, Vina, who's been on this podcast as well, remember her sharing that a hugely confident woman to my eyes, like, wow, like powerful, gives lots of value, you know, certainly can speak well, coaches, an incredible, outstanding coach, tons of value. I remember her sharing that she started when she just didn't believe in herself, and someone was like, I really believe in you, Vina, and like and then she borrowed that and just kept embedding it in herself. So, yeah.
Yeah, you mentioned neuro encoding, and that's what we do, right? We neuro encode ourselves, and that's been hugely powerful in getting myself to a position where I'm capable of even doing this podcast with you. Like, we haven't just met each other, right? I've been in the Institute a year and a half. And you've been doing this podcast a long time, but I just didn't feel ready. Like I didn't feel, it took me a while to build up to that level of like my skills haven't necessarily developed that much in the last 6 months. Like I've been learning and growing, but my confidence and belief in myself has, as I do little bits here and there every day, day by day with new people, new clients, my belief and my willingness to put myself out there has grown.
Amazing.
Now I am here, you know, doing this podcast with you, and it's wonderful to be here. So,
oh, great. I appreciate you being progress. Here and sharing that. So, no, it's I mean, I was gonna kind of ask you a little bit about, because quite a lot of, like, I've been there as well, and quite a lot of people I sometimes speak to are like interesting or intrigued around the idea of coaching, are like, you know, I'm not sure if I should get a coach or that kind of thing, or a community. I've got some information out there. Like, why don't I just go alone? You know, there's plenty of free resources and tools. But yeah, like, would you have any thoughts on that? Any views on going alone versus having a community? I think you've touched on a few points.
Yeah, absolutely. I am pro community, and as a men's mindset life coach, I'm very pro having a coach. But mainly because I've had a coach, I've needed a coach, and I don't know anybody who's had like great success or overcome great challenges who hasn't had a mentor or a coach. There are very few, and anyone who says I'm a self-made blank, right, a self-made man, I don't think it truly exists, because everybody gets help from somebody. Everyone stands on the shoulders of somebody else. So if, and our mentor Joseph talks about going further, faster. So you could go it alone, and you could achieve what you want to achieve, you know, in 20 years, or you could have mentors or coaches who know how to get you there faster, or who have already achieved it and can show you the recipe, and you could achieve it in 1 year, or, you know, instead. So turn years into days, or, you know, decades into weeks, whatever. It's how Tony Robbins says it. I don't know, but go further, faster with a coach for sure. Like, there's so much benefit from the wisdom of people who have already been there before you.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. I can't get time back either. So
you can't get time back. And if you go there alone, you're pretty much guaranteed to waste time too. Not only will it be slower, but you can avoid the pitfalls. Like, people have been there before. People have made the mistakes for you. Like, how cool is that? that you don't have to make the mistakes that they made, because they'll show you, they'll tell you, like, there's a hole there. Don't, oh yeah, I'll avoid that. And, you know, you can go there, get there faster. So,
beautiful. Yeah,
definitely pro.
You're pro, yeah, pro for it. And that's just always interesting to hear people's views. And don't think I've ever asked anyone who said, oh no, I think you should go alone. But again, it's just, it's all views. So, yeah.
I mean, there's pride in,
there's pride, I guess, yeah,
doing it on your own. And in certain ways, even if you have a coach, like people who I coach, from one perspective, they are going it alone when I'm not there, right? They are on their own and they have to do the work, but they have the support and they have the accountability of their coach. So completely going it alone, it's scary. It's slow. It's not ideal. I think when you have a world of people out there who love to help and serve, yeah, reach out to them. That would be my advice.
And having communities around is an amazing thing as well. So yeah, Andrew, just kind of as we kind of like come to the end of our conversation, I just want to ask you, this is something I like to ask guests, but maybe it's something we've talked about already today, but what would be your number one confidence tip that you would share with the listener today? Again, maybe it's something we've talked about in this episode, or maybe it's something else that you've got in mind.
My number one confidence tip. Yeah. Like a hack, you mean? Something to do? Yeah.
Yeah.
For me, it's write it out. It's write down what you want to see yourself as, basically. I would call it an identity statement. I was trying to find the quote that I wanted to say earlier about becoming who you are, but Chris Gardner said, "Speak what you seek until you see what you said," and that's what has really helped me. Writing down that I am a speaker, I am a public speaker, I am a service coach, I help men overcome challenges, and just I write it down every day, I read it out loud every day, and that builds my belief, and then in that is who I am.
I love it. Writing it down as you write, you invite.
As you write what you invite, as yeah, that's right. Exactly. Say it, believe it, see it. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Say it, see it, move it, prove it.
See it, say it, move it, prove it. Yeah. Love that poem. Or right. Sort of poem. So, Andrew, thanks so much for everything you shared. There's obviously a ton more value that I know you offer. So where can the listener find you or find out more about your group if it resonates with them?
Yeah, so as a shout out to all men who are listening, I know you have a very varied listening group. But for the men, I do have my Extraordinary Men's Network, which you can find on Facebook if you just search for Extraordinary Men's Network, and all men are welcome there. I would love to interview you, and I know that every guy has a story to share. No guy has gone through life on, you know, as a bed of roses. Everyone's come through a challenge, and every guy benefits by hearing another guy speak. So if that's something you're interested in, I'd love to hear your story, or just Andrew Horton, name is there. I'm sure it'll be on the podcast. There's a few other Andrew Hortons, but Andrew Horton or OG Coach is my coaching name, Ordinary Guy Coach. That can also be a way of finding me too. But awesome. Basically my Facebook profile.
Yeah, sure. We'll be sure to link your group up and your Facebook profile as well in case or anything else you want to include. So we'll, yeah, definitely, if you're a man, check out Andrew's Extraordinary Men's Network. So Andrew, once again, a massive thank you for coming on today.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you for the invitation, and thank you for what you do with serving, you know, such wonderful content on such a regular basis. It's amazing, amazing how much value you add to the world, and I'm very grateful for it. Thank you.
Oh, I appreciate you saying that. Cool. So that concludes our episode for today. And remember, you are in control of your own self-esteem and confidence.